verses 13 to 16, salt and light. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. Do everything without grumbling. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfil his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ, I did not run or labour in vain.
Brilliant. Thank you, girls. Fantastic. A great piece of thing there. Scripture. Thing. I couldn't think of the word. How about that? Great piece of God's word to us there. We're going to have a few slides to go along with the talk, and there might be some things for you to do as well. The amazing thing is that you and I are the light of the world. We'll think about that in a minute, what that means. Okay. Jesus says in that story, it's part of the thing called the Sermon on the Mount. It's almost the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. That means Jesus was on this side of the mountain, and there was this huge crowd of people that had come to hear him talk about God and what he knew and what he understood about God. And they were really excited because it was Jesus, the great talker, the great speaker. They knew that he was important. They knew that he was very special, and that there was something about him that was very close to God. They may not have known themselves at the time that he really was God, but they knew he had a special message to say. So they were all gathered there and they wanted to hear what he had to say. Now, he spoke for quite a long time, if you think about all the things that are in the Sermon on the Mount. But this is the beginning bit. This is the starting bit. And he says, the first thing he says, and it's a bit odd, that he calls us salt. Salt. Now, what does salt do? Why do we have salt? Yes, near me. You what? Go on then. You put it on your fish and chips. Why do you put it on your fish and chips? Flavour. So the one thing Jesus said is with salt is that it's to make the world taste better. That is our job as Christians, those who believe in Jesus. He says, if you follow me, you will make the world taste better. That's not that we're going to go around and eat the world, because that would be silly. But actually, by our presence, by us being around other people, is that we will make the world better. When people meet with us, they will meet with Jesus. And they will know that the world is a better place. We will work to make the world a better place. It will taste better. What else? Now, this is a bit more for those who do cooking and things like that and perhaps know something about the ancient world as well. What else did they use salt for in those days? Preservative. That's right. You wonder why bacon is so salty. It's because the salt in it is used to keep it so it lasts a long time. And in those days, if you're thinking in where Jesus was about, it was hot, it was dry, and they didn't have fridges or freezers. So the way they kept stuff was normally to coat it completely in salt, either in a box or a jar or even buried in the ground. And they just coat it in salt, and that would keep the meat fresh. It keep the flies off, and it would preserve it. So what Jesus says is, we stop the rot. That we are to be people that make the world better. That we actually don't just make the world better, but we fight against those things. Not fight with our fists, but we work to make sure the things that make the world rotten go away. It's also that Jesus says we bring life, because Jesus brought life to the world. He brought new life. He promised that if we believe in him, we wouldn't perish, but we would have new and eternal life. So we would be bring something new to the world. The other thing salt does is, have you ever been at the beach and accidentally cut yourself? Yeah. Most of the times we go to the beach, somebody manages to cut themselves. So what we normally say is, go in the water. And you get in the sea. Has anybody been in the sea with a cut? What do you do? Depending where it is. Ooh, stings. The sting is the salt getting in the cut. Now, in those days, and even today, I think Ron's not here to ask, the first aid expert, but that actually salt is supposed to be some sort of antiseptic. It stops it going bad. Now, whether that happens or not, I'm not expert to know, but in those days they believed that. So actually it's something that stops stuff going bad, and that's the job of a Christian, that we're not supposed to let stuff go bad. Jesus also said we're light. We are to be light, that those of us who believe in him have something of his light in us. So he said in part of John's gospel, which is one of the other stories of Jesus that tells of his life by a guy called John, he says, I am the light of the world. Jesus says of himself, I am the light of the world. But he also then in Matthew's gospel, he says, you are the light of the world. So we're both the light of the world. Now, how does that work? Well, the light that we have comes from the light that Jesus is. And I think we could demonstrate that. So I need a willing helper. So in the dark, for somebody to see you, how's the best way to do that? Switch a light on. That's a possibility. So we bring a light. Now, I'm a bit reluctant to shine this light because it's very bright. So I think you might need to not look directly at it. Would be a good idea. Pretend it's the sun. See what I mean? It's very bright. There we go. Don't look at it. There we go. I've turned it off again. And if you've watched Men in Black, now you won't remember any aliens. Only a few of you will know what that means. Anyway. So we have a light. So that'll help us see in the dark and be seen. Now, if we had this light, you wouldn't have one like this, but you on a bike, somebody would see you. If you had it on your rucksack, you'd be seen. Now, one of the other ways that people can see you at night, particularly if you're cycling, what would you wear? High-vis jackets, something like that, something very, very bright. So we need a high-vis jacket. We have just the thing. Who would like to wear the high-vis jacket? Because, do you know what? If you wear the high-vis jacket, you're very important. Anybody you see in a workplace or anywhere who wears a high-vis jacket is very important. You can get anywhere. I reckon you could get into Buckingham Palace if you had a high-vis jacket and a clipboard. I reckon it makes you very important. You can do anything. So who wants to wear the high-vis jacket? Who wants to be the model of the high-vis jacket? You've only got to wear it. You don't have to do anything. Come on, Naomi. Naomi wants to be very important. There we go. High-vis jacket.
What are you doing?
Okay, good. Now, the great thing about this is if we shine the light on it,
oh, no.
Look at that. It reflects. Look at that. Wow. So when Jesus... Oh, look, that's even better. Look at that. Woo. Look at that. That's so cool. So what we remember by that is... So when Jesus says we're the light of the world, and we sort of think, well, I haven't got very much light myself. No, we haven't, but we have the light of Jesus in us. But we're also a bit like the moon. I might look a bit like the moon. I might have the gravitational attraction of the moon. But that's rude, so stop laughing. But we're a bit like the moon. The moon has no light in itself. If the sun didn't shine on the moon, we wouldn't see it. It would just be a big black blob space in space. We'd probably know it was there because there'd be this black hole that wouldn't really make a lot of sense, blocking out the stars. But we wouldn't know it was there. It's only when the sun shines on the moon that we know it's there. And it's the same with us. When the sun shines on us, we reflect the light of Jesus. The sun is Jesus. And we reflect his light. We have very little light of our own. And actually, Jesus says the light lives in us. His life and light live in our hearts. So we are the light of the world because Jesus is the light of the world. We reflect the glory of God. So how do we... We go on to the next one. Thank you, Naomi. You can keep the jacket. Model that all afternoon. How do I shine for Jesus? How are we these lights in the world? Now, it's very hard sometimes because the world might seem a very hard and difficult place to be a light for Jesus. Sometimes we hide the light. Jesus says you can't hide the light under a bucket. And it's hard to hide a light of a city. If you see a picture of a city at night, it's hard to hide that. And the stars in the sky, you can see them on that picture. You can't hide them. It's hard to do that. Jesus says, but sometimes we do. We try to do that. We try and hide his light. We're a bit scared to say that we're followers of Jesus. But he wants us to. He wants us to share the light. There's one of the favourite clips. I think it's in a film with the bloke that plays Crocodile Dundee, or I can't think his name, or Hogan. Yeah, that guy. And it's not that film, but it's someone, I think, about an angel. Always an angel. Almost an angel. That's the name of it. And one of the things is, he's an angel. He's come to Earth. And he says that he meets somebody. He says, this God stuff is the best kept secret in the world. That we keep it to ourselves. We don't like to share the fact that we're followers of Jesus. So how do we shine for Jesus at school, at college, in our workplaces, in our homes, with our families and our friends? It's not always easy. So how do I do it? Well, first of all, Jesus gives us light. So we have to have that light in us. So we have to believe that Jesus gives us the light. We have to believe in Jesus so that we can share the love of Jesus. Part of the thing is that we have to trust and believe in Jesus because he is the source of light. In that other reading we had, Paul was the guy who wrote it. He said that we need to do good deeds. He says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that's lots of big words. It means work out what God has done in you as if your whole life mattered, as if it matters. As if it's the most important thing in the world. Is our faith the most important thing in the world to us? Is it the thing that we get up for in the morning? Is it the thing that drives and directs our lives? That's what Jesus was saying. That's what Paul was saying. Not to hide stuff, but to make it the most important thing in our lives. And he said, you'll do that, and people will know that you're followers of Jesus by the way you treat them, by the good deeds that you do. So when you could be horrible to somebody, you're not. You help them. If you see somebody who's poor, you help them. If you see somebody who's in need, you help them. And not because you're going to get any favours or goodness out of it, but because you love Jesus. His light lives in you. And then people will see your light. You do good deeds. That doesn't mean that you earn your place in heaven, that the more good deeds you do, the better you are in God's sight. That's not how it works. God has already helped us, shown us through Jesus, that we don't need to work for that. But that actually people will know that we're followers of Jesus if we look like the light of the world that is Jesus. He also said, do it without complaining and grumbling. That's why grumbling's got us cross through it. You've noticed they all begin with G as well. So when you go home and you say, how can I shine for Jesus? It's give light, good deeds, grumbling, not grumbling. One of the pastimes of the British people is grumbling. If you've ever stood in a queue in any place, because we love to queue, there'll be somebody grumbling about how long the queue is, even if there's only one person in it, and they're just grumbling to themselves. Or if you find somebody who, if you find anything, the weather, they grumble about that. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too windy, it's too everything. Grumble. We love it. Some way that's part of our nature. We live on a pretty exposed rock in the North Atlantic, drizzly. So it's part of our nature. But what he's saying is, when we grumble, when we do God's work, when we say, oh, really got to get up and do that. Oh, I've got to go and do this. Oh, got to go and move the chairs in church. Oh, I've got to go and speak to those people. We're not giving God glory. We're saying what a hassle it is to us. And when we grumble about other people, that's even worse. When we say, oh, they haven't done this, or they should have done that, that's even worse. He said, do it without grumbling and complaining. Be positive towards people. Encourage people. Build people up. Help each other to glow for God. Be glowworms for God. Finally, why do we do it? We do it for God's glory. When people see Jesus in us, they give glory to God the Father. That's what Paul's letter says. So it's not about us being in the spotlight. Oh, look at me. How good am I? Look at all these lovely, wonderful things that I've done. I've helped the poor. I've fed the homeless. I've put all the chairs away at church. I play in the band every week. Look at me. How wonderful am I? It's not about that. It's about saying, I'm doing this for Jesus because he's the only one that matters. I want his light to be in the world. I want everybody to know his love and his goodness and his light and his power. I do it for him and for the glory of his Father in heaven. How do I sign for Jesus? We give the light, we do good deeds, we stop the grumbling, and we give God the glory. Amen.